USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Defense Authorization Act for 2023, which sets the military budget, has yet to pass Congress. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the bill put forth by Democrats has too much pork in it.
We're talking about a grab bag of miscellaneous pet priorities, like making our financial system more sympathetic to illegal drugs, or the phony partisan permitting reform in name-only language that's already failed to pass the Senate.
A new report is shedding some light on a group of overseas hackers.
A new report says hackers backed by the Chinese Communist government stole millions of dollars in U.S. COVID relief benefits by compromising at least six U.S. government networks. China-based hacking group known as APT41 stole at least $20 million through Small Business Administration loans and unemployment insurance funds in more than a dozen states. Five of its members have been indicted by federal prosecutors but remain at large. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The IRS recently lowered the threshold for taxable income received through payment apps like Venmo and Zelle from $20,000 to $600. Illinois Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy reacts to the change on Fox.
I don't agree with this particular rule, so I've actually co-sponsored legislation to radically increase the threshold, and today I'm asking leadership to include some delay of the rule or increasing the threshold on a bipartisan basis.
A private plane that crashed into power lines in Maryland was flying too low. The National Transportation Safety Board said in a new report the pilot was flying under 500 feet above sea level and the tower it crashed into was 600 feet above sea level. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Democrats are considering adding permitting reform for pipelines and other energy projects to the Defense Department's annual funding bill. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox News he's not a fan of the move.
None of these have anything to do with our troops. And if the Democrats insist on adding these extraneous measures to the defense bill, Republican senators should filibuster it.
Time is of the essence when it comes to getting those packages to your loved ones for the holidays.
Shipping companies are announcing deadlines customers should follow to ensure delivery of packages before Christmas. FedEx says boxes sent with standard ground shipping must be received by December 14th with Express Saver and three-day freight options available up to December 20th. UPS is directing customers to visit their website for an estimate on ground shipments, but three-day select service is available up to December 20th. The U.S. Postal Service says retail ground and first-class mail parcels and envelopes need to go out by December 17th. The USPS priority mail deadline for most military bases is this Friday. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A man is under arrest for allegedly throwing an egg at King Charles. This is the second time the king has been egged. The latest egging suspect is currently in custody to be questioned. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that. So I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.